on campus
and online.
This is URN The Pulse.
In campus news, the East Midlands Parkway is holding an event this Friday for all budding entrepreneurs. The free event, which is described as a chance to spark innovation, provides the chance to hear from top business leaders from all over the world. Guests attending include Simon Wadroff, the founder of Yo Sushi. In local news, Nottingham Forest are no longer under a full Football League transfer embargo. A full ban was imposed last week for failing to meet the latest instalment owed to Peterborough for Britus Ombolonga. But the Reds have now paid, meaning they can register players, albeit under the restrictions of their original ban. Judges have ruled that the rights of more than 1,000 prisoners were breached when they stopped from voting in the elections, but the European Court of Human Rights has rejected the applicant's claim for compensation and legal costs. The court found that there had been a violation of Article 3 of the European Convention on Human Rights, the right to a free election. Health advice from around 30 years ago, which told people to reduce their intake of fatty foods like butter, was apparently flawed. Experts say the guidelines were not backed up by scientific evidence and should never have been issued. But nutritionist Nicholas Berberian says it does not mean that we should ignore basic advice on healthy eating.
We still need to get a balance. If you have too much fat, you're going to gain weight. If you have too much sugar, there's going to be other factors involved. So what we're looking at, and just to make it really clear and make it really practical, if you eat too much of anything that causes you to gain weight, there's a problem.
Film experts say Eddie Redmayne's BAFTA success makes him the favourite to win an Oscar in 2 weeks' time. The Theory of Everything actor took the top award at the London ceremony last night. Film critic James King says his chances are high, owing to the voting system. The Grand Budapest Hotel was the other big BAFTA winner, scooping 5 awards, all which were technical categories. Arsenal claimed to make life even more tricky for Leicester manager Nigel Pearson this evening. He's refused to comment on reports claiming he'd been sacked on Sunday, but he remains in charge for their Premier League game at the Emirates. Arsenal are trying to get back on track after losing to North rivals Tottenham last Saturday. Their boss Arsene Wenger says Leicester aren't playing like a team who are bottom of the table.
Look like a team who plays in the Premier League and fights to survive. That means that demands a complete focus on from us and respond as well very strongly to our defeat on Saturday.
The weather today includes mist and freezing fog patches, but some bright or sunny spells are expected later this afternoon. That's all for the news that matters to you here on URN. The time is now 24 minutes to 1. The news.